Afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road. Healthy, free, the world before me. The long brown path before me, leading wherever I choose. Henceforth I ask not good fortune. I myself am good fortune. Henceforth I whimper no more, postpone no more, need nothing. Done with indoor complaints, libraries, querulous criticisms. Strong and content, I travel the open road. The earth, that is sufficient. I do not want the constellations any nearer. I know they are very well where they are. I know they suffice for those who belong to them. Still here, I carry my old delicious burdens. I carry them, men and women, I carry them with me wherever I go. I swear it is impossible for me to get rid of them. I am filled with them, and I will fill them in return. You rode, I enter upon and look around. I believe you are not all that is here. I believe that much unseen is also here. Here, the profound lesson of reception, nor preference, nor denial. The black with his woolly head, the felon, the disease, the illiterate person are not denied. The birth, the hasting after the physician, the beggar's tramp, the drunkard's stagger, the laughing party of mechanics, the escaped youth, the rich person's carriage, the fop, the eloping couple, the early market man, the hearse, the moving of furniture into the town, the return back from the town, they pass. I also pass. Anything passes. None can be interdicted. None but are accepted. None but shall be dear to me. You air that serves me with breath to speak. You objects that call from diffusion my meanings and give them shape. You light that wraps me and all things in delicate equable showers. You paths worn in the irregular hollows by the roadsides. I believe you are latent with unseen existences. You are so dear to me. You flagged walks of the cities. You strong curves at the edges. You ferries. You planks and posts of wharves. You timber-lined sides, you distant ships, you rows of houses, you window-pierced facades, you roofs, you porches and entrances, you copings and iron guards, you windows whose transparent shells might expose so much, you doors and ascending steps, you arches, you gray stones of interminable pavements, you trodden crossings, from all that has touched you, I believe you have imparted to yourselves, and now would impart the same secretly to me. From the living and the dead, you have peopled your impassive surfaces, and the spirits thereof would be evident and amicable with me. The earth expanding right hand and left hand, the picture alive, every part in its best light, the music falling in where it is wanted and stopping where it is not wanted. The cheerful voice of the public road, the gay, fresh sentiment of the road. Oh, highway I travel, do you say to me, do not leave me? Do you say, venture not, if you leave me you are lost? Do you say, I am already prepared, I am well beaten and undenied, adhere to me? Oh, public road, I say back, I am not afraid to leave you, yet I love you. You express me better than I can express myself. You shall be more to me than my poem. I think heroic deeds were all conceived in the open air, and all free poems also. I think I could stop here myself and do miracles. I think whatever I shall meet on the road I shall like, and whoever beholds me shall like me. I think whoever I see must be happy. From this hour, I ordain myself loosed of limits and imaginary lines, going where I list, my own master, total and absolute, listening to others, considering well what they say, pausing, searching, receiving, contemplating, gently, but with undeniable will, divesting myself of the holes that would hold me. I inhale great drafts of space. The east and the west are mine, and the north and the south are mine. I am larger, better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. All seems beautiful to me. I can repeat over to men and women, you have done such good to me, I would do the same to you. I will recruit for myself and you as I go. I will scatter myself among men and women as I go. I will toss a new gladness and roughness among them. Whoever denies me, it shall not trouble me. Whoever accepts me, he or she shall be blessed and shall bless me. Now, if 1,000 perfect men were to appear, it would not amaze me. Now, if 1,000 beautiful forms of women appeared, it would not astonish me. Now I see the secret of the making of the best persons. It is to grow in the open air and to eat and sleep with the earth. Here a great personal deed has room. Such a deed seizes upon the hearts of the whole race of men. Its effusion of strength and will overwhelms law and mocks all authority and all argument against it. Here is the test of wisdom. Wisdom is not finally tested in schools. Wisdom cannot be passed from one having it to another not having it. Wisdom is of the soul, is not susceptible of proof, is its own proof, applies to all stages and objects and qualities, and is content, is the certainty of the reality and immortality of things, and the excellence of things. Something there is in the float of the sight of things that provokes it out of the soul. Now, I re-examine philosophies and religions. They may prove well in lecture rooms, yet not prove at all under the spacious clouds and along the landscape and flowing currents. Here is realization. Here is a man tallied. He realizes here what he has in him. The past, the future, majesty, love. If they are vacant of you, you are vacant of them. Only the kernel of every object nourishes. Where is he who tears off the husks for you and me? Where is he that undoes stratagems and envelopes for you and me? Here is adhesiveness. It is not previously fashioned. It is apropos. Do you know what it is as you pass to be loved by strangers? Do you know the talk of those turning eyeballs? Here is the efflux of the soul. The efflux of the soul comes from within, through embowered gates, ever-provoking questions. These yearnings, why are they? These thoughts in the darkness, why are they? Why are there men and women that while they are nigh me, the sunlight expands my blood? Why, when they leave me, do my pennants of joy sink flat and lank? Why are there trees I never walk under, but large and melodious thoughts descend upon me? I think they hang there winter and summer on those trees and always drop fruit as I pass. What is it I interchange so suddenly with strangers? What with some driver as I ride on the seat by his side? What with some fisherman drawing his seine by the shore as I walk by and pause? What gives me to be free to a woman's and man's goodwill? What gives them to be free to mine? The efflux of the soul is happiness. Here is happiness. I think it pervades the open air, waiting at all times. Now it flows unto us, we are rightly charged. Here rises the fluid and attaching character. The fluid and attaching character is the freshness and sweetness of man and woman. The herbs of the morning sprout no fresher and sweeter every day out of the roots of themselves than it sprouts fresh and sweet continually out of itself. Toward the fluid and attaching character exudes the sweat of the love of young and old. From it falls distilled the charm that mocks beauty and attainments. Toward it heaves the shuddering, longing ache of contact. Hello, whoever you are, Come, travel with me. Traveling with me, you find what never tires. The earth never tires. The earth is rude, silent, incomprehensible at first. Nature is rude and incomprehensible at first. Be not discouraged. Keep on. There are divine things well enveloped. I swear to you, there are divine things more beautiful than words can tell. Along, we must not stop here. However sweet these laid-up stores, however convenient this dwelling, we cannot remain here. However sheltered this port, and however calm these waters, we must not anchor here. However welcome the hospitality that surrounds us, we are permitted to receive it but a little while. Along, the inducement shall be greater. We will sail pathless in wild seas. We will go where the winds blow, waves dash, and the Yankee clipper speeds by under full sail. Along with power, liberty, the earth, the elements, health, defiance, gaiety, self-esteem, curiosity. Along from all formules, from your formules, O bat-eyed and materialistic priests. The stale cadaver blocks up the passage. The burial waits no longer. Along! Yet take warning. He traveling with me needs the best blood, thews, endurance. None may come to the trial till he or she bring courage and help. Come not here if you have already spent the best of yourself. Only those may come who come in sweet and determined bodies. No diseased person, no rum drinker or venereal taint is permitted here. I and mine do not convince by arguments, similes, rhymes. We convince by our presence. Listen, I will be honest with you. I do not offer the old smooth prizes, but offer rough new prizes. These are the days that must happen to you. You shall not heap up what is called riches. You shall scatter with lavish hand all that you earn or achieve. You but arrive at the city to which you are destined. You hardly settle yourself to satisfaction before you are called by an irresistible call to depart. You shall be treated to the ironical smiles and mockings of those who remain behind you. What beckonings of love you receive, passionate kisses of parting. You shall not allow the hold of those who spread their reached hands toward you. Along. After the great companions, and to belong to them. They too are on the road. They are the swift and majestic men. They are the greatest women. Enjoyers of calms of seas and storms of seas. Sailors of many a ship. Walkers of many a mile of land. Habitués of many distant countries. Habitués of far distant dwellings. Trusters of men and women. Observers of cities, solitary toilers, pausers and contemplators of tufts, blossoms, shells of the shore, dancers at wedding dances, kissers of brides, tender helpers of children, bearers of children, soldiers of revolts, standers by gaping graves, lowerers down of coffins, journeyers over consecutive seasons, over the years, the curious years, each emerging from that which preceded it. Journeyers as with companions, namely their own diverse phases. Forth steppers from the latent, unrealized baby days. Journeyers gaily with their own youth. Journeyers with their bearded and well-grained manhood. Journeyers with their own sublime old age of manhood or womanhood. Old age, broad with the haughty breath of the universe. Old age, flowing free with the delicious nearby freedom of death. Along to that which is endless as it was beginningless. To undergo much, tramps of days, rests of nights, to merge all in the travel they tend to, and the days and nights they tend to, again to merge them in the start of superior journeys, to see nothing anywhere but what you may reach it and pass it, to conceive no time, however distant, but what you may reach it and pass it. To look up or down no road, but it stretches and waits for you. However long, but it stretches and waits for you. To see no being, not gods or any, but you also go thither. to see no possession, but you may possess it, enjoying all without labor or purchase, abstracting the feast, yet not abstracting one particle of it. To take the best of the farmer's farm, and the rich man's elegant villa, and the chaste blessings of the well-married couple, and the fruits of orchards and flowers of gardens, to take to your use out of the compact cities as you pass through, to carry buildings and streets with you afterward wherever you go, to gather the minds of men out of their brains as you encounter them, to gather the love out of their hearts, to take your lovers on the road with you for all that you leave them behind you, to know the universe itself as a road, as many roads, as roads for traveling souls. All parts away for the progress of souls, all religion, all solid things, arts, governments, all that was or is apparent upon this globe or any globe falls into niches and corners before the procession of souls along the grand roads of the universe. Of the progress of the souls of men and women along the grand roads of the universe, all other progress is the needed emblem and sustenance. Forever alive, forever forward, stately, solemn, sad, withdrawn, baffled, mad, turbulent, feeble, dissatisfied, desperate, proud, fond, sick, accepted by men, rejected by men, they go, I know that they go, but I know not where they go, but I know that they go toward the best, toward something great. Whoever you are, come forth, or man or woman, come forth. You must not stay sleeping and dallying there in the house, though you built it or though it has been built for you. Out of the dark confinement, out from behind the screen. It is useless to protest. I know all and expose it. Behold, through you, as bad as the rest, through the laughter, dancing, dining, supping of people, inside of dresses and ornaments, inside of those washed and trimmed faces, behold a secret, silent loathing and despair. No husband, no wife, no friend trusted to hear the confession. Another self, a duplicate of everyone, skulking and hiding it goes, formless and wordless through the streets of the cities, polite and bland in the parlors, in the cars of railroads, in steamboats, in the public assembly, home to the houses of men and women, at the table, in the bedroom, everywhere, smartly attired, countenance smiling, form upright, death under the breastbones, hell under the skull bones, under the broadcloth and gloves, under the ribbons and artificial flowers, keeping fair with the customs, speaking not a syllable of itself, speaking of anything else, but never of itself. Along through struggles and wars, the goal that was named cannot be countermanded. Have the past struggles succeeded? What has succeeded? Yourself? Your nation? Nature? Now understand me well. It is provided in the essence of things that from any fruition of success, no matter what, shall come forth something to make a greater struggle necessary. My call is the call of battle. I nourish active rebellion. He going with me must go well armed. He going with me goes often with spare diet, poverty, angry enemies, desertions. Along, the road is before us. It is safe. I have tried it. My own feet have tried it well. Be not detained. Let the paper remain on the desk unwritten and the book on the shelf unopened. Let the tools remain in the workshop. Let the money remain unearned. Let the school stand. Mind not the cry of the teacher. Let the preacher preach in his pulpit. Let the lawyer plead in the court and the judge expound the law. Camarado, I give you my hand. I give you my love, more precious than money. I give you myself before preaching or law. Will you give me yourself? Will you come travel with me? Shall we stick by each other as long as we live?
Young men bathe by the shore. 28 young men, and all so friendly. 28 years of womanly life, and all so lonesome. She owns the fine house by the rise of the bank. She hides, handsome and richly dressed, aft the blinds of the window. Which of the young men does she like the best? Ah, the homeliest of them is beautiful to her. Where are you off to, lady? For I see you. You splash in the water there, yet stay stock still in your room. Dancing and laughing along the beach came the 29th bather. The rest did not see her, but she saw them and loved them. The beards of the young men glistened with wet. It ran from their long hair. Little streams passed all over their bodies. An unseen hand also passed over their bodies. It descended tremblingly from their temples and ribs. The young men float on their backs. Their white bellies bulge to the sun. They do not ask who seizes faster them. They do not know who puffs and declines with pendant, and they do not think whom they souse with spray. When lilacs last in the dooryard bloom, and the great star early drooped in the western sky in the night, I mourn, and yet shall mourn, with ever-returning spring. Ever-returning spring, Trinity, sure to me you bring, lilac, blooming perennial, and drooping star in the west, and thought of him I love. O powerful western fallen star, O shades of night, O moody, tearful night, O great star disappeared, O the black murk that hides the star, O cruel hands that hold me powerless, O helpless soul of me, O harsh surrounding cloud that will not free my soul. In the dooryard, fronting an old farmhouse, near the whitewashed palings, stands the lilac bush, tall growing, with heart-shaped leaves of rich green, with many a pointed blossom rising delicate, with a perfume strong I love, with every leaf a miracle. And from this bush in the dooryard, with delicate colored blossoms, and heart-shaped leaves of rich green, a sprig with its flower I break. In the swamp, in secluded recesses, a shy and hidden bird is warbling a song. Solitary the thrush, the hermit withdrawn to himself, avoiding the settlements, sings by himself a song. Song of the bleeding throat, death's outlet song of life. For well, dear brother, I know, if thou wast not granted to sing, thou wouldst surely die. Over the breast of the spring, the land, amid cities, amid lanes, and through old woods, where lately the violets peeped from the ground, spotting the gray debris, amid the grass in the fields, each side of the lanes, passing the endless grass, passing the yellow-speared wheat, every grain from its shroud in the dark brown fields uprisen, passing the apple tree blows of white and pink in the orchards, carrying a corpse to where it shall rest in the grave, night and day journeys a coffin. coffin that passes through lanes and streets, through day and night with the great cloud darkening the land, with the pomp of the in-loop flags, with the cities draped in black, with the show of the states themselves as of crepe-veiled women standing, with processions long and winding, and the flambeaux of the night, with the countless torches lit, with the silent sea of faces and the unbared heads, with the waiting depot, the arriving coffin, and the somber faces, with dirges through the night, with the thousand voices rising strong and solemn, with all the mournful voices of the dirges poured around the coffin, the dim-lit churches and the shuddering organs, where amid these you journey, with the tolling, tolling bells' perpetual clang. Here, coffin that slowly passes, I give you my sprig of lilac. Nor for you, for one alone, blossoms and branches green to coffins all I bring. For fresh as the morning, thus would I chant a song for you, O sane and sacred death. All over bouquets of roses, O death, I cover you over with roses and early lilies, but mostly and now the lilac that blooms the first, copious I break. I break the sprigs from the bushes. With loaded arms I come pouring for you and the coffins, all of you, O death. O western orb sailing the heaven, now I know what you must have meant as a month since I walked. As I walked in silence the transparent, shadowy night, as I saw you had something to tell, as you bent to me night after night, as you drooped from the sky, low down as if to my side, while the other stars all looked down, as we wandered together the solemn night. For something, I know not what, kept me from sleep. As the night advanced, and I saw on the rim of the west how full you were of woe, as I stood on the rising ground in the breeze in the cool, transparent night, as I watched where you passed and was lost in the netherward black of the night, as my soul in its trouble dissatisfied sank, as where you, sad orb, concluded, dropped in the night, and was gone. Sing on there in the swamp, O singer bashful and tender. I hear your notes, I hear your call, I hear, I come presently, I understand you, but a moment I linger. For the lustrous star has detained me. The star, my departing comrade, holds and detains me. Oh, how shall I warble myself for the dead one there I loved? And how shall I deck my song for the large, sweet soul that has gone? And what shall my perfume be for the grave of him I love? Sea winds blown from east and west, blown from the eastern sea and blown from the western sea, till there on the prairies meeting, these and with thee and the breath of my chant, I'll perfume the grave of him I love. Oh, what shall I hang on the chamber walls, and what shall the pictures be that I hang on the walls, to adorn the burial house of him I love? Pictures of growing spring and farms and homes, with the fourth month eve at sundown and the gray smoke lucid and bright, with floods of the yellow gold of the gorgeous, indolent, sinking sun burning, expanding the air. With the fresh, sweet herbage underfoot and the pale green leaves of the trees prolific. In the distance, the flowing glaze, the breast of the river with a wind dapple here and there. With ranging hills on the banks, with many a line against the sky and shadows. And the city at hand with dwellings so dense and stacks of chimneys. And all the scenes of life, and the workshops, and the workmen homeward returning. Lo, body and soul, this land, my own Manhattan with spires, and the sparkling and hurrying tides, and the ships, the varied and ample land, the south and the north in the light, Ohio shores and flashing Missouri, and ever the far-spreading prairies covered with grass and corn. Lo, the most excellent sun, so calm and haughty, the violet and purple morn with just felt breezes, the gentle, soft-born, measureless light, the miracle spreading, bathing all, the fulfilled noon, the coming eve delicious, the welcome night and the stars, over my cities shining all, enveloping man and land. Sing on you gray-brown bird, sing from the swamps, the recesses, pour your chant from the bushes, limitless out of the dusk, out of the cedars and pines. Sing on, dearest brother, warble your reedy song, loud human song, with voice of uttermost woe. O liquid and free and tender, O wild and loose to my soul, O wondrous singer, you only I hear, yet the star holds me. But we'll soon depart. Yet the lilac with mastering odor holds me. Now, while I sat in the day and looked forth, in the close of the day with its light and the fields of spring and the farmers preparing their crops, in the large unconscious scenery of my land, with its lakes and forests, in the heavenly aerial beauty, after the perturbed winds and the storms, under the arching heavens of the afternoon, swift passing, and the voices of children and women, the many moving sea tides, and I saw the ships how they sailed, and the summer approaching with richness, and the fields all busy with labor, and the infinite separate houses, how they all went on, each with its meals and minutiae of daily usages, and the streets, how their throbbings throbbed, and the cities pent. Lo, then and there, falling upon them all, and among them all, enveloping me with the rest, appeared the cloud, appeared the long black trail, and I knew death, its thought, and the sacred knowledge of death. Then, with the knowledge of death as walking one side of me, and the thought of death close walking the other side of me, and I in the middle as with companions, and as holding the hands of companions, I fled forth to the hiding, receiving night that talks not, down to the shores of the water, the path by the swamp in the dimness, to the solemn, shadowy cedars and ghostly pines so still, and the singer so shy to the rest received me. The gray-brown bird I know received us comrades three, and he sang the carol of death, and a verse for him I love. From deep secluded recesses, from the fragrant cedars and the ghostly pines so still, came the carol of the bird. And the charm of the carol wrapped me, as I held, as if by their hands, my comrades in the night. And the voice of my spirit tallied the song of the bird. Come, lovely and soothing death, undulate round the world, serenely arriving, arriving, in the day, in the night, to all, to each, sooner or later, death. Praise the fathomless universe for life and joy, and for objects and knowledge curious, and for love, sweet love. But praise, praise, praise for the sure enwinding arms of cool enfolding death. Dark mother always gliding, have none chanted for thee a chant of fullest welcome? Then I chant it for thee. I glorify thee above all. I bring thee a song that when thou must indeed come, come unfalteringly. Approach strong deliverance. When it is so, when thou hast taken them, I joyously sing the dead. Lost in the loving, floating ocean of thee, laved in the flood of thy bliss, O death. From me to thee, glad serenades, dances for thee I propose, saluting thee, adornments and feastings for thee, and the sights of the open landscape and the high spread sky are fitting, and life and the fields and the huge and thoughtful night. The night in silence under many a star. The ocean shore and the husky whispering wave whose voice I know. And the soul turning to thee, O vast and well-veiled death. And the body gratefully nestling close to thee. Over the treetops I float thee a song. Over the rising and sinking waves, over the myriad fields and the prairies wide, over the dense-packed cities all and the teeming wards and waves, I float this carol with joy to thee, O death. To the tally of my soul, loud and strong kept up the gray-brown bird, with pure, deliberate notes, spread. Loud in the pines and cedars dim, clear in the freshness moist and the swamp perfume, and I, with my comrades, there in the night, while my sight that was bound in my eyes, unclosed as to long panoramas of vision. And I saw askant the armies. I saw, as in noiseless dreams, hundreds of battle flags, borne through the smoke of the battle, and pierced with missiles I saw them, and carried hither and yon through the smoke, and torn and bloody, and at last, but a few shreds left on the stars, and all in silence, and the stars all splintered and broken. I saw battle corpses, myriads of them, and the white skeletons of young men. I saw them. I saw the debris, and debris of all the slain soldiers of the war, but I saw they were not as was thought. They themselves were fully at rest. They suffered not. The living remained and suffered. The mother suffered, and the wife, and the child, and the musing comrade suffered, and the armies that remained suffered. Passing vision, passing night, passing, unloosing the hold of my comrade's hands, passing the song of the hermit bird and the tally victorious song, death's outlet song, yet varying, ever altering song, as low and wailing, yet clear the notes, rising and falling, flooding the night. Sadly sinking and fainting, as warning and warning, and yet again bursting with joy, covering the earth and filling the spread of the heaven, as that powerful psalm in the night I heard from recesses. Passing, I leave thee, lilac with heart-shaped leaves. I leave thee there in the dooryard, blooming, returning with spring. I, from my gaze on thee in the west, fronting the west, communing with thee, O comrade, lustrous with silver face in the night, yet each to keep, and all, retrievements out of the night, the song, the wondrous chant of the gray-brown bird, and the tallying chant, the echo aroused in my soul, with a lustrous and drooping star, with a countenance full of woe, with the holders holding my hand, nearing the call of the bird, comrades mine, and I in the midst, and their memory ever to keep. For the dead I loved so well, for the sweetest, wisest soul of all my days and lands, and this for his dear sake, lilac and star and bird, twined with the chant of my soul, there in the fragrant pines and the cedars, dusk and dim. O captain, my captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won. The port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But oh, heart, 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 oh, the bleeding drops of red, where on the deck my captain lies, fallen, cold and dead. O captain, my captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills, for you bouquets and ribboned wreaths, for you the shores are crowding, for you they call, the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Here, captain, dear father, this arm beneath your head, it is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My captain does not answer. His lips are pale and still. My father does not feel my arm. He has no pulse nor will. The ship is anchored safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip, the victor ship comes in with object won. Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells. But I, with mournful tread, walk the deck my captain lies, fallen, cold, and dead.